This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And the phone lines are open for you this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to have you join us on the show. As mentioned, we are joined by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Great to chat with you, Malia. How have you been?
Very good, thanks.
Where's our snow? Do you
let's wait till Christmas Eve.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We've got a great conversation ahead. Speaking of kind of the snow and Christmas and wrapping up the year, we're going to talk about 2024 and planning goals and things to be thinking about this time of year. We'll be doing that in just a moment. In the meantime, if you had a chance to check out the website, now is a great time to do that. KlossFinancial.com. You get to know the team at Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, all available at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And of course, another really cool thing that goes on in the program each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, you have a chance to win a fantastic prize from our friends at Kloss Financial, a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. So listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show. And before we get rolling on this week's program, let's actually take a look back at last week's show, get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about when you're going to have to start taking your required minimum distributions. People refer to them quite often as RMDs. So the question of the week was, what is the age that the IRS requires you to begin taking these RMDs from your pre-tax retirement accounts? Is it age 70 or 73? This is a constantly moving target. The correct answer was 73. So a shout out to our winner, Rose of Sun Prairie. Congratulations. Thanks for listening and listen carefully for today's question.
Yeah, we'll do another one again before the end of the program. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. Don't forget as well, if you miss any part of today's program or you want to listen back to last week's show, you can always check out the podcast at klossfinancial.com. So as we wrap up this year and start looking forward to 2024, any retirement goal planning we should be doing right now, CJ?
No.
That's it. Yeah.
Great. Time to party. Not important. Yeah, that's kind of what we do around here is we try to help you think about the future. So listen, we live in a society that that just screams at us, fulfill your dreams now. And so it's baked into our society in terms of, you know, now Starbucks has everybody just drive through. Nobody goes into the lobbies anymore because we need our coffee now. And by the way, I'm not dogging on American society just as much as it does not bode well for delayed gratification. And so this is becoming a tougher thing for people to think about. How do I actually save? And we'll admit to you, this is as much behavioral as it is mathematic. Let me rephrase that. It is more behavioral than it is mathematic. So years fly by, 2023 is almost over, we're headed into 2024, and so we just wanted to pause and say, all right, what are some ideas that we can give to you in terms of assessing what you did this year in 2023 and what you might want to change as you head into 2024? So that's what we're going to do here today. So assessment number one is to assess your current debt. So include any extra debt that you might have incurred during the holidays, and then understand the amount of interest you're paying to hold each of those debts. Look at your mortgage debt, look at your vehicle loans, look at your credit card loans, student loans, and then line them up in terms of who you owe the money to, how much you owe, known as the balance, and then what your interest rate is on each one of those. And start asking some critical questions like, hey, which of these debts can I clean up most rapidly to free up some cash flow? Assessment number two, review your monthly budget. Now, goodness gracious, back in our grandparents' day, the idea of a budget, the idea of living without a budget would have been just insane because there weren't bank statements. You couldn't go online. And so therefore, you might have had your money at a bank, but the only way you knew how much you had on deposit at the bank was to actually have your own ledger. If you don't believe me, go talk to your grandparents and they'll show you their ledgers. Oh yeah, I had to keep track of every penny that we spent. And goodness gracious, if you were a child or if you lived through any part of the Great Depression, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There was no missing a penny at that time. So, you know, review your budget. This used to be very normal. Now for people, they don't have budgets. They've never had budgets and they don't even know what I'm talking about when I say a budget. And really the idea of a budget is, where is money coming from? So how much is coming into your bank account? And then how much is going out? Now that is actually not a budget. That is just cash flow awareness. But start there. Start with cash flow awareness. Assess how much is coming in and how much is going out, and you know, just build an understanding of that consistently so that you can be conscious about where your money is going. Listen, just this step alone has led a lot of our clients, friends, colleagues to a place of going, oh, I forgot about that streaming service, or oh, I don't really use that gym anymore that cost me $100 a month. So cash flow awareness is key.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to have you join us this morning. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with CJ and Malia. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So CJ, obviously having a budget is important, but also handling those what ifs that tend to happen is probably an important thing to plan for as well.
You bet. Yeah. So we're talking today about kind of ways to think about the future, plan for retirement, and to reassess what's going to be happening or coming up in 2024. And so we've gone through two. We're now into number three, which is assessment number three is review your emergency savings account. Again, Malia and I talk about this on the radio show all the time, but it's this idea of a 3 to 6 months of living expenses in a separate savings account called, commonly called, an emergency reserve. Now, again, we could do a whole show on the topic of emergency reserve because this is, again, becoming more foreign to people as we, you know, move more and more into a society that wants things now. But the idea is this to be a separate savings account. You're not taking on risk with it. It should be an FDIC insured bank savings or CD or money market account. And it represents 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. Again, a lot of people go, what do you mean living expenses? Again, a generation ago, you would have never asked that question. But the question now is living expenses represent how much you spend on a monthly basis. So that goes back to, you know, item number two, which is reviewing your cash flow. Number four on our list is review your retirement account. So how much did you put away in 2023? How much of that was matched? And then did you take advantage of the entire match that was available to you? So we've talked again, we've done whole shows on this topic of 401ks and 403bs and employer contributions and making sure you don't give up free money. But a lot of employers will match your contributions. And that means you have to put in enough to receive that match. Commonly, what Malia and I will run into is, yes, they will put in 3%. And we go, oh, that's great. How much do you have to put in to get that 3? And a common response will be, well, I assume 3. And then what we come to find out is it's a 50 cents on every dollar match up to 6%. And so you have to put in 6 to get their 3. So this is just awareness of how much you're putting in, awareness of how the match works, and making sure that you are not leaving money on the table with your employer. Awareness number five is be aware of your allowed retirement contribution levels. So this is a good one. In 2024, the amount you can put into your 401k or 403b will be slightly increasing to $23,000 if you're under the age of 50, with a catch-up contribution of $7,500 if you're over the age of 50, for a total of $30,500. So whereas IRA contribution levels will also be increasing, but those dollar amounts are more or are less, I should say. So in 2024, the max you can put into an IRA is $6,500 if you're under the age of 50, or I'm sorry, $7,000, I apologize, if you're under the age of 50, plus an extra $1,000 catch-up if you're over the age of 50 for a total of $8,000. So again, IRA contribution levels in 2024 go up a little bit. Now you can put in $7,000 if you're under the age of 50, or $8,000 if you're over the age of 50. So be aware of these levels. If you're trying to max out retirement accounts, then make sure you are adjusting those as you head into the new year.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Any other tips to keep in mind as we plan for the new year, CJ?
Yeah, the only final tip I give to you, so we're on to number six, is taking advantage of contributing to a health savings account. So if you have an eligible medical insurance plan, which is called an HSA eligible medical insurance plan, which, by the way, just has to have a high enough deductible to qualify. If you have one of those, please, please, please make sure you establish an HSA either through your employer, if it's a group plan, or through any institution that offers HSA accounts. Many different banks will offer it. And take advantage of those contributions. HSA contributions are tax deductible contributions that go in. Any growth you receive is tax free as long as you use the money for qualifying medical expenses. So those limits on contributions in 2024, you can put aside as much as $4,150 as an individual throughout the year, or $8,300 for a couple or family, with an extra $1,000 as a catch-up if you're over the age of 55. So, long story short, know those numbers, talk to your accountant, make sure you're putting in as much as you can to get those deductions and to have money set aside for medical expenses.
Really good start to this week's conversation, talking about our retirement goals for 2024 and things to be getting in line as we look to the new year, and some things to be thinking about. Maybe you're thinking Social Security or other things as well as beneficiaries. We'll talk with Malia about that in just a moment. In the meantime, if you've got a question, we'd love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource. To learn more about the team at Kloss Financial, also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all at the website, and as well as subscribe or listen back to the podcast available to you at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Love to get you on the air with your question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website for Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn about Kloss Financial, the different services that they offer, the team members at Kloss Financial. Also, if you step out, I know sometimes in the morning we tend to get a little busy, maybe grab some coffee, drop the grandkids or kiddos off at school or doing some other things. You miss part of the program, you want to get caught up, you can subscribe and listen back to the podcast right at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And again, on the air, just call the studio, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Of course, a lot of what we talk about is planning, and of course we're planning for 2024 this morning, some things to be looking forward to this upcoming year and some goals to be looking at as well. And Malia, what are some of the other things we should be doing with our planning right now?
Yeah, so a lot of people like to just quote, set it and forget it and never look back until they're getting ready to retire. And they're like, oh my goodness, you know, maybe I should have taken a closer look a few years ago. So that's really what we're trying to suggest you do today. So one thing, number seven, would be reviewing your asset allocation particularly within your retirement assets. So those would be your assets that are in your employer retirement accounts that you've been putting money away into for the last several years, or even IRAs that you might have outside of your current employer. And the reason we want you to take a look at those is sometimes the fund lineup within those plans has changed. Or perhaps you've become overweighted in certain asset classes that have done particularly well. And so there it does require you to at least take a look and perhaps do a reallocation. Maybe sit down with your financial advisor, once a year at a minimum, just to kind of see where you're at and are there better funds that your retirement offerings provide that you might want to be switching into, some of which might be less expensive or better performing. So definitely take a look at that. Also, we find that sometimes people are putting too much into company stock. We're not saying company stock is bad, but sometimes you can be overweighted in one specific stock. And, we're looking at risk all the time in our profession. We don't want you overweighted with too much company stock. I mean, I know we love our companies, but at the end of the day, being diversified helps spread out that risk. Maybe you're keeping too much in cash. Maybe you're very conservative and you're afraid of things changing. That too is a risk because you're not making anything generally on cash in many of those money market funds. Some are paying well and some not as well. So as you get closer to retirement, remember that your allocation should be matching up with your goals and your timelines. The next item, number 8, is putting together a net worth statement. Now, this kind of goes back to CJ discussing about looking at a budget, kind of reflecting where you're at and where money's going to. Similar to that, putting together a net worth statement allows you to really line out your investment statements together with your debts and kind of tally it all together, so to speak. So we look at your total assets, we remove your liabilities, which are your debts, and we determine your net worth. So really the reason for doing this is it's helping promote what you're going to do in the future in retirement and being able to extrapolate some retirement income with your net worth. Net worth, in this case, we're talking assets minus liabilities, and some of that of which is going to be investments, not just your home. These are really good first steps as you enter the new year. The next item is, we talk about this a lot on this show, number 9, review your Social Security benefits. So we would suggest, if you have not already done so, go to ssa.gov and reflect by punching in the information they require. Make sure you're going to this website and look at what it's going to be for a benefit for you as you go into retirement. Social Security, everybody knows you can start collecting as early as 62. Probably not something we're going to recommend, but it's important for you to understand when your full retirement age is, which is your FRA. And for a lot of our listeners, if you're born after 1960, that full retirement age is age 67. So you're going to want to make sure that you know what that benefit's going to look like. Again, working with a financial advisor will help you decide what amount you're going to need to take in as income from your investments to match up with your Social Security.
Talking this morning with our retirement.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Malia. It's talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And obviously, part of preparing for next year is reviewing, and that's an important part. Brings us to number 10, doesn't it, Malia?
Yes, it does. So reviewing your beneficiaries. So make sure all your investment accounts reflect who would receive your assets if you're not here. So that we want you to look at your will, your trust, and your power of attorney documents. But you want to make sure that all those documents, including the beneficiaries listed on your retirement accounts, reflect who you'd want to receive that, whether it be your spouse or your children, whatever that might be. Review your old life insurance policies, number 11. Do the policies you currently have still reflect your current life? Do you have policies that are heavy in cash value, or could you possibly stop paying the premium? So again, want to make sure beneficiaries are updated there as well. And finally, number 12 is begin goal planning for your retirement. If you haven't already done that, this is a good year to start. So really it starts with, when do you want to make this happen? Where do you want to live? How much money is it going to take to make this a reality? And finally, what steps do you need to take today to reach that tomorrow, which, believe it or not, is just right around the corner. We're looking at 2 weeks before the end of this year. Wow. Time goes fast, especially when you're talking about yourself. So we really want to put these items in place so that as retirement, you encroach upon retirement, you've already done the planning necessary to be successful.
Talk this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget to learn more about Kloss Financial all on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website, great resource. Again, KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, and we'll also get to the Kloss quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
With our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website. If you haven't checked it out, definitely head on over there today. Get to know Kloss, the team at Kloss Financial, and of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter and listen back to the podcast as well. Again, available to you at KlossFinancial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Coming up a little later in the segment, we'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question League. So you're definitely going to want to keep the number handy. Talking about retirement goal planning as we head into the new year and kind of working our way through this list. Are there other things we should keep in mind, CJ, as we plan for our retirements?
Yeah, a few others. So we're on to number 13, believe it or not. Number 13 would be exercise your mind and your body as you move towards and into retirement. So knowing that retirement could be just around the corner for you, one thing to be cognizant of is that it's important to retire to something, not just away from something. We'll often find people who will say, hey, I just got to retire. I'm too stressed, which we support that. We don't want you to work yourself to death. But often that intermediate step is, okay, so what are you going to retire to? And that can be difficult because as you get into retirement and you sit around, your body often won't react to that. Your mind won't react well to that. And so it is important to continue to exercise your body and your mind. Number 14 on our list is find a hobby. So this kind of interplays with the former one. Again, retire to something. So don't just say, oh, I have no hobbies. I don't do anything. I just got to get out of here. Well, again, you're going to have free time on your hands and you're going to want to make sure that you still feel productive, that you're staying physically active and fit, and that you find purpose in life. Number 15 on our list is evaluate your current job. So again, these all three kind of interplay. Is your current job creating so much stress that you need to find a way to possibly retire away from it, even if that means not retiring completely? So this is something we spend a lot of time with people on. We use the terminology more financial independence than we do retirement, because that idea of financial independence is we all want to get to a place in our lives where we are not dependent upon an employer to provide us with income to live comfortably. That's what retirement often is. But the idea of if I'm not financially independent yet, that's okay. I could just shift to a different job that's not so stressful, work there, maybe even earning less for the next 5 years until I become financially independent. So it's not an all or none. You really do want to evaluate your job. And finally, within that job, try to get those debts paid off as fast as you can, because often what is stopping people from reaching financial independence is negative or bad cash flow due to debts.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also, a lot of information this week in the program. If you missed any part of the show, you can definitely subscribe and listen back at KlossFinancial.com to the podcast. Telephone number 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. What about talking with the special person in your life, CJ?
Yeah, this is kind of important. We run into people coming into our office and they'll say, I've got my money, they've got their money, and that's fine, by the way. We're not saying you can't have separate checking accounts and whatnot. But again, if you are married or if you are in a long-term committed serious relationship, it is important to pause and on a consistent basis, probably with an independent third party, sit down and say, okay, what do we collectively look like as a singular household? Because again, we run into these weird anomalies where we'll meet with people and say, oh my goodness, you're totally in great shape to retire. And one of the spouses knew that and the other one had no idea because they've never had more than $2,000 in their checking account. So there's this weird thing that happens that your perception of your wealth is often driven by how much you have in your checking account or literally in your pocket. When in reality, your ability to retire is a lot more complicated than that. And so if you don't have money in your pocket or in your checking account, you can feel poor even though you may be wealthy. So slow down, talk to your spouse or partner and figure out where you're at financially. Number 17 on our list, we're down to our last few here, is live within your means. Oh my goodness, Dave Ramsey would be so proud. For those who don't know who Dave Ramsey is, he's a kind of a financial guru in helping people with cash flow management and getting out of debt. And this is just a simple concept. Again, live within your means. So this goes back to you've got to know what your cash flow is, how much is coming in, how much is going out. And as long as the amount coming in is more than the amount going out, that would be what we call living within your means and having positive cash flow. Number 18, you may want to consider meeting with a financial advisor. Now, not everybody needs a financial advisor, but I will tell you, statistically speaking, those who seek professional guidance, especially as it relates to building financial independence, tend to do a lot better than those who do not. So I know this sounds like a self-serving comment. I really do not mean it to be. By all means, talk to other people besides us who are in the industry, but just seek professional guidance. Having that independent third party who can look from the outside, looking in at your finances can be incredibly helpful. Even if that's only every 2 or 3 years, again, getting those eyes on it can be helpful. And then finally, and the most important of all of the reminders we're going to give to you is listen to Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA every Thursday at 8:05 a.m. So I know we're joking, and again, this is very self-serving. But truly, we have done this for, 12 years now, Sean? A long time.
More than 10,
and we have literally hundreds and hundreds of podcasts on all kinds of different topics relating to preparing for retirement, living in retirement, distribution, Social Security, Medicare. And your IQ will, by definition, go up if you just listen to this every Thursday. So there's a little tip for you. Consider listening every Thursday or going to our website and listening to the podcast, and that should up your financial IQ.
And as CJ mentioned, there's over a decade worth of podcasts up at KlossFinancial.com. It's pretty impressive. It's some great content, great information, not only to listen to for yourself, but share with folks as well. Check them out online, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Learn more about Kloss Financial. Subscribe to the podcast. Listen back to previous shows, podcasts, all of that available to you up at KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? Looking ahead to 2024, IRA contribution levels will rise from $6,500 to $7,000 for persons under 50. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win this week's prize. Got a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great chatting with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.